In a world in which we are urged to see the big picture and grab the brass ring, where the world seems to constantly accelerate with every new website and technological tool, it too often feels as if we don't have the time to sweat the small stuff. The details get lost in a flood of digital data, emails, and YouTube videos. We have become a nation of skimmers, our attention limited to sound bites, live video clips, and headlines. Too often, we live our lives as a series of spark notes. As a result, the small cues, the simple gestures, the random acts of kindness that give life texture and meaning are too often overlooked or ignored. We feel too pressured to notice the nuances of human behavior, or to bother with the small personal efforts that may, ultimately, win us more attention than our grand acts or intentions. The fact is, no one gets ahead, wins the promotion, or saves the guy or girl without noticing, sweating over, and taking care of the small stuff. True, we cannot allow ourselves to become tethered to useless trivia that can overwhelm what is important and prevent us from achieving our goals. We are huge fans of the bestseller Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. But at heart, Richard Carlson was arguing something different, that in terms of our life journey, we often get caught up in things that really aren't all that important, blowing them out of proportion. He focuses more on our spiritual and psychological well-being. What we are arguing is that a lot of the small stuff at work and in our personal lives gets overlooked or is brushed aside when it shouldn't be, because it really does matter. Taking the time to give a compliment or being attuned to a colleague or customer's subtle body cues are not inconsequential actions. They tell a story. They are the details that make or break a relationship or crack the case for all you James Patterson or Law and Order junkies. It is our small behaviors that so often define us and create an imprint of who we are. The response to our previous book, The Power of Nice, has been overwhelming. Of the countless people who wrote in about the positive power of nice in their lives, from smiling at a cranky coworker to giving up their bus seat to a stranger, the stories all shared one common thread. The biggest rewards were almost always rooted in the smallest gestures. Yet in our desperate attempt to navigate through the dense forest of endless stimuli, we often forget to notice the trees, or more importantly, the leaves on the trees. But it is in those leaves, in their tiny, almost imperceptible shadings, shapes, and scents, that we discover what is real, what is beautiful, and what has meaning. Believing that it is the small things that make the greatest difference is not just an ideology. It is also timely and pragmatic advice born out of the economically challenged world we live in. Saving for the future is a daunting task, but saving penny by penny is easily done. And it offers rich rewards to those willing to think small. It is a philosophy that can help people reach even the most daunting goals. And if President Obama's presidential campaign has taught us anything, it's that there are no limits to how far each of us can go. We just need to be willing to walk a little bit further, reach a little bit higher, day after day. In writing The Power of Small, our own lives have been enriched in ways we could have never imagined. We began to notice firsthand how our smallest actions had a positive impact on our business and personal relationships. We became more sensitive to giving praise for a job well done, taking the extra 5 minutes to go that extra step, to making that extra call or effort, to adding a simple, "I love you," at the end of a phone call with a partner or spouse. We hope this book enriches your life as well, and encourages you to appreciate every wondrous moment of it.